my son's birthday's coming up in July, you know, so I'm kind of thinking, how am I going to even do anything for his birthday? You know, I'll manage. But my parents have been a big help. So thank God we've had them to help us out every so often when we're short, you know.
So you're saying you're coping with it with the help of your parents, right?
Yeah.
They help you out a lot.
Yeah, and my husband is receiving unemployment.
Okay.
But it's a ridiculously little amount, really, honestly. But it's, you know, helping us tread water a little bit, but you only get that, I think, for 9 months or a year. And so, you know, we're just hoping he finds something fast.
And for your hardship, who do you blame? Like, the economy, the government? How do you feel? Is there anyone to blame? Or?
Well, I think, there's more than one person. you know, it's a combination of things. It's a combination of governors not understanding what parole does, thinking you can cut all these jobs and still have the same community safety. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever opinions you might have of parole, whether they're good or bad, you know, the jobs are really necessary. Now a lot of it's falling on probation's hands, and they're not adequately equipped to deal with all this increase. So it's just, you know, they look to save a dollar now, mm-hmm. to really probably end up paying a lot more later, because someone's going to get hurt, and you know, it's, those jobs were very, very important. So it's bothersome that they don't realize that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm guessing by hearing that response, you have a different view on society now because of your hardship with the government, like the step they're taking.
Well, I think a few governors obviously made some bad decisions based on probably not really knowing or not caring. I mean, I don't know that this made me change my opinion that much, because when you've worked in probation and stuff as long as I have, I've always had where they have this feeling like, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Different answer.
So as I'm saying that when you've worked in this kind of business, there's always been a mentality that it's not that important, and well, let's just cut money from there. So it's like stuff that I've always had to deal with, so I don't know that it's really changed my opinion that much. Mm-hmm. But I can say that I never thought that this would happen to his job. Like, there's always been threats, oh, we'll cut this or we'll cut that. But for the number of parole agents that have lost their job, mm-hmm. it's crazy. Like, I mean, we would have never thought that would happen. And my husband and I are actually in the best shape, more so than all of his friends and coworkers that have gone through this. We're the only one that still has our house. Mm-hmm. Most of the people he worked with, they've lost their house. Oh, wow. They've had to short sale. Two of them have gotten divorced.
Wow.
You know, because it's a lot of stress. Yeah. So we try to look at that and feel like we're lucky. You know, because at least we're still treading water.
Yeah.
We haven't drowned yet. But so.
Okay, so what do you want the government or others to know about you and your experience? What, like, advice would you have to say about it?
Pause that one. I guess I don't think that they care what my opinion is, but...
Or your advice to me, what would you have
your
to
advice,
say?
Your advice, well, I give you my advice every day. Find a different field.
So you really don't have anything to say, a comment. So what life lessons?
I just, you know, I guess have some kind of backup plan. Like, I never had a backup plan. I don't know what kind of backup plan I could have. You know, we've both been doing this almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's like our whole adult life. So I don't know really what we could have done to prevent this happening.
I mean, do you wish you would have chosen a different career?
Yes.
Now? Yeah.
Maybe. Yes. I say that very quickly, yes. Which is upsetting, because, you know, when I first started, Mm-hmm. I was very, no one was happier to get this job than me.
Mm-hmm.
And if my children had wanted to do this, I would have been really, like, thrilled. And now there's no way I would encourage them to do this because these jobs are not safe and secure anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're treated very poorly.
Or what they do.
I mean, I sound really disgruntled, but I mean, there just isn't a lot of respect for them.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want my children to have these financial problems. I want them to get even more schooling than I did and go into a job that's going to be more lucrative because the stress of not having enough money is horrible.
Yeah. So, the life lessons you learned from this experience.
I'll tell you when I'm over it. I don't know.
You're still going through it. Be hopeful. So, are you hopeful for the future? Okay, so where did you draw the strength to keep going and persevere through your hardship?
Well, I have to because of the kids. Mm-hmm. I know he's a smart guy. He's going to find a job eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to stay positive or it'll make you go crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping. I didn't really think he would be unemployed this long.
So you're hopeful for the future?
Yeah. You have to stay somewhat hopeful.
Yeah.
I know we have the support of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I guess I realize, like, I'm never going to be homeless.
Yeah.
My kids will always have something to eat. Mm-hmm. But, you know. So, but it's hard. Some days are definitely harder than others. So the good thing is that sometimes when he's feeling really, really down,
mm-hmm.
I'm having a stronger moment and vice versa. So, like, we're leaning on each other.
Oh,
you know. But.
Okay. So is there anything else that you want to add?
Just keep going to school, young lady. just to make sure that when you choose something, I mean, nothing's 100% or secure mm-hmm. in life, but you want to at least be cognizant of how much a career offers you, not just is it something you like, but financially, it's the financial part's really important, and it's not something I ever thought about.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage you to at least look into it.
Okay. So I just want to thank you again.
You're welcome.
One last time.
Okay. And you're a wonderful student.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.